Thank you, Mr. President. Let me begin by wishing everyone a happy Navroz, a festival we celebrate with the Parsi and Zoroastrian community in India. The CD, as the single multilateral negotiating forum on disarmament, includes all nuclear weapon states amongst its members. It therefore not only bears the primary responsibility, but is also uniquely placed in advancing the shared goal of global nuclear disarmament. India is a nuclear weapon state, and as a responsible nuclear weapon state, has a policy of maintaining a credible minimum deterrence based on a no first use posture and non-use of nuclear weapons against non-nuclear weapon states. Mr. President, India remains committed to universal, non-discriminatory, and verifiable nuclear disarmament. It has played an active role in the international community's endeavors towards this goal. India was the first country to call for a ban on nuclear testing in 1954, and a non-discriminatory treaty on the non-proliferation of nuclear weapons as distinct from non-dissemination in 1965, a fact which was alluded to our distinguished panelist, Mr. Roth. In 1978, India proposed the negotiation of an international convention that would prohibit the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons. In 1988, India presented an action plan to the UN General Assembly that provided a holistic framework seeking negotiations for a time-bound commitment for the complete elimination of nuclear weapons. In 1996, India, along with other G21 members, submitted to the CD a program of action for the elimination of nuclear weapons as contained in the document CD/1419. This was further endorsed by the G21 in documents CD/1570 and 1571. In 2007, India submitted a national working paper to the CD, CD/1816, which made a number of proposals towards the goal of nuclear disarmament. It is our view that nuclear disarmament can be achieved through a step-by-step process underwritten by a universal commitment and an agreed global and non-discriminatory multilateral framework based on the following elements. One, reaffirmation of the unequivocal commitment of all nuclear weapon states to the goal of complete elimination of nuclear weapons. Two, adoption of measures to reduce nuclear danger, including the risks of accidental nuclear war. Three, negotiation of a global agreement amongst nuclear weapon states on no first use of nuclear weapons. Four, negotiation of a universal and legally binding agreement on non-use of nuclear weapons against non-nuclear weapon states. Five, negotiation of a convention on the prohibition of the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons. Six, negotiation of a nuclear weapons convention prohibiting the development, production, stockpiling, and use of nuclear weapons and on their destruction, leading to the global, non-discriminatory, and verifiable elimination of nuclear weapons within a specified time frame. Mr. President, India's annual UN General Assembly resolution on a convention on the prohibition of the use of nuclear weapons, tabled since 1982, requests the CD to commence negotiations on an international convention prohibiting the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons under any circumstances. Without prejudice to the priority we attach to nuclear disarmament, India looks forward to commence negotiations on a fissile material cutoff treaty based on CD/1299 and the mandate contained therein. India would like to reiterate that the Treaty on Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, negotiated outside the CD, does not create any obligation for India. India believes that this treaty in no way constitutes or contributes to the development of any customary international law. However, India stands ready to work with all countries to achieve our shared goal of nuclear disarmament. Mr. President, India believes that in a climate of trust and confidence, coupled with political will and intensified dialogue among states, will achieve consensus towards the shared objective of a world free of nuclear weapons. In concluding, Mr. President, I'd like to thank you for organizing this debate and our distinguished panelists for their presentation. Thank you.